Jess in with you this morning, and we're catching up with Singleton, a council and Mayor Sue Moore joins me for the first time for this year. Sue, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you also, Jess. It's come around quickly, but here we are. It's almost at Australia Day.
Yes, and speaking of Australia Day, let's talk about how it's going to be celebrated in Singleton. The ceremony is going to be live streamed. Let's start there.
Yeah, we're working out how we can hold an event that everyone can engage with, given that we have limited numbers that can actually attend the Civic Centre function itself. So it will be professionally live streamed on our Facebook page from 9:30, and we'll see the armed guard, the flag breaking ceremony, the Singleton Town Band, Australia Day guests. Charles Croucher will be our guest this year and speaker, and of course the citizenship ceremony and the announcement of the Citizen of the Year. So you'll be able to view all of that. It'll be also available to be viewed later on our website if you miss out on that opportunity.
Fantastic. And you are going to be doing, there's a photo tag situation you've got going on social media. So you're encouraging everyone, however they're going to be celebrating Australia Day, to tag it, and you could go in the draw to win some Spend in Singleton money.
Yes. Look, given that we can't hold our Community Fun Day, which was very popular the last few years that we've done it, we're trying to think of ways that we can engage with the community and give the community opportunities to win some much-desired Spend in Singleton cards. We have $25, $50 Spend in Singleton cards to be won. So post pictures of how you spend your Australia Day celebrations on Facebook and Instagram using the hashtag Spirit of Singleton, and you can go in the draw to win some of those cards. So, we'd love to see how you're going to spend Australia Day.
And keen to see how the nominees for Citizen of the Year are going to be spending their Australia Day. Let's talk about who's been nominated. Take us through the list, Sue.
We have five very worthy recipients this year. Every year we receive very worthy recipients. This year is no differently, and we're really like to thank those nominees who do everything for the community in their chosen areas, being Jan Faulding and Wendy Lawson and Kenneth Matchett from out Puttyway, and Kay Sullivan. I know everyone knows Kay well, with Kent's Council, and Fred Turner, of course. So there's five very well-known people there, and I think everyone knows what they do around the community. If not, the information has been there on our Facebook page telling us about what their respective nominations entail as to what they've contributed to the community. So we have no Young Achiever nominees this year, so it will be all about the Citizen of the Year nomination.
Fantastic stuff. And do use that hashtag and get involved with Australia Day in Singleton. Now, Sue, a couple more things to chat about before we let you.
So there will also be free entry to the pool, you do need to book in for that. So information, of course, is also on our website about that. Bookings are essential because of COVID, of course, obviously. At the Gym and Swim.
Yeah.
Check that out on the Facebook page or inquire at the Gym and Swim.
Fantastic stuff. Now, we want to remind everyone that the trial is still going on, that two more trains for Singleton have advocated for some additional train services to and from Singleton, and we need everyone to continue using it. Otherwise, well, we're not going to be able to keep it.
Well, that's right. We're really pleased that the trial has been able to continue for another 12 months, rightly or wrongly because of COVID, but that's really good. I know the service has been used very well and been supported by a lot, but just reminding people that we need to continue to use the service to be able to keep the service. So,
that's it.
As much as possible, and being mindful of COVID, get on board and use the train services.
Fantastic. And I want to mention the Singleton Bypass as well this morning, Sue. The government, both state and federal, have come out today reminding us all, really, it sounds like, that it is still going ahead and that they're seeking some industry feedback on the best way to deliver the bypass, which is good. You know, it's still being talked about.
Yeah, look, this is very important for us that we ensure that we get the design of the bypass right. And this is what's the next step in the process is the design. So currently the proposal is not a full interchange at Putty Road and not dual lane. So we are very committed to continuing to push forward with that. I've again requested a meeting this week with Minister Paul Tooley. So I'm very encouraged that their media release is talking about actually engaging with industry, because that's exactly what we've been saying all along, that industry is telling us that it needs to be a full interchange there, not so much the dual lanes, but it needs to be at least designed so that the full interchange is built and the dual lanes can be added at a later stage, if that's the way they wish to go. But definitely the full interchange, and very encouraged that they're engaging with industry and encourage industry to get on board and make those comments known.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Sue, plenty going on. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.